Hello, Graz, and welcome back once more to a new episode of Wisdom. Ooh, the fancy new intro. Didn't know where that was going, to be honest with you. Kind of got lost a little bit there in the way. How the fuck are you all getting on? Because I'm getting on fucking great. Said I'd sneak in a late night podcast on the week that I'm working when I'm doing the early fucking starts. So we'll see how this one goes. I am wrecked. Look, I'm not even going to put in dirty jokes. But just plow ahead, Francis, plow ahead. The fuck? Oh, I am doing mighty, and I hope you're all doing well too. Hope you all had a lovely bank holiday weekend and enjoyed Paddy's Day for, I don't know, all the listeners around the globe or flat earth plane. Is it round? Is it flat? Who knows? Who the fuck knows? Until I build a fucking balloon or I get a load of drones and stick them to a fucking bench and fly up as high as I fucking can with holding my breath. I can't be sure, okay? I can't be sure. There's great arguments on both sides. On the globe side, there's the science and all that lovely, juicy niceness, right? But then on the conspiracy side and the flat earth side of it, it's just, it's fucking, you know what I mean? It's like a fairy tale. Love it. Like, who doesn't fucking love, you know, a really mad, grandiose story? Everyone does. It's a lot more exciting than fucking reading fucking pi r squared, whatever the fuck. Square root of this, up me hole. So it's hard to know. Is it flat? Is it round? I don't know. We'll get to the bottom of it eventually, right? Just keep digging. Just keep digging. This is going to be good. I'm going to hop out my notes now, because already we've gone off the rails a little bit, talking about flat earth. But it's a very sexy topic though. Sorry now, I'm moving around in my chair. But it's quite sexy, do you know? Because I was thinking about today, right? Now, I might have to Google something in a second, but just to make sure I'm right. So actually, from here on out, and you know, before I started even talking, everything is alleged, okay? And carry on, Francis. Shit. Okay, right. Sorry, I'm back. In case you didn't realise, I had to pause there for a second to look something up, and I'm 10 minutes actually after getting lost down a rabbit hole of shite. But what I was saying, right, this is why it's so sexy, flat earth, okay? So there's the earth, it's a ball. And then there's like space, which is a vacuum, right? And then the earth has an atmosphere and gases and all that kind of bullshit, right? But a gas cannot exist or in a fucking vacuum, can it? It needs to be in a container. And the only way it can be in a container is if the earth is flat and there's a fucking, the other thing, the firmament all around it. Like a fucking snow globe. Fantasy world. I love it. I fucking love it. Can I prove it? Having a fucking notion. Sounds sexy to me though. Think of it though. Oh, flat as fuck. There's some big massive long lake, right, that is like, I don't know, fucking 150 miles one way and like another 100 miles another way, right? So that's a huge distance, right? Right, but the curvature is a fucking what? It drops by a fucking inch per mile squared or fucking something, or is it a foot per mile squared? I probably should Google that. This is very intrinsic to my argument. Look, basically, for every mile you move on, right, the curvature of the earth makes it drop a bit, right? So, if you're standing on one edge of that lake that's like 150 miles long and fucking wide, right, it should be dipping over the curve. You shouldn't be able to see nothing on the far shore, we'll say. But they've done experiments with lasers that beam flat straight across the fucking surface of the fucking lake and, you know, reaches the other side. No curvature. Makes you wonder. I don't know. I could be talking bollocks. There is 4 minutes of bollocks. definitely want to start sticking to notes. I do though. And do you know the worst thing is, I had a look at these notes earlier just to refresh my memory a little bit, and I cannot think of what the fuck the first one was about. It was something to hold on, maybe it's coming back to me. I need to pause. I do kind of remember, but it's not as funny now that I remember the whole story. Basically, in my notes, I had written down slow motion machine. And for an hour, it's even, I could not remember what the fuck I wrote it down for. But then I remembered, it was like, I was afraid that maybe, like, you know, fucking someone heard the podcast, they didn't want to hear the podcast, you know, like fucking, I don't know, someone that you work for or whatever the fuck, right? If I talk really, really fast, maybe they won't understand what I'm saying. But then I thought, these guys are so rich and such big shots that they might have a slow motion machine. And I'm like, why the fuck am I telling you? This is fucking, I should have not remembered. Anyway, someone might have a slow motion machine. Oh, I remember doing a bit. And I thought maybe, of course, that's be dirty. But I was like, if they have a slow motion machine, obviously they use it to help their performance in the lab out. Anyway, next. Oh, Jesus Christ. This might have to be re-recorded. Let me see. What do I have to talk about? Rasher update. It's been 2 weeks since Ma bought the fucking fancy big rashers. Big rashers! And we're still eating them. There's so much piggy in the fucking freezer. I don't know what the fuck. I'm not complaining either. I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable, these things. I'd be tempted now. Am I going to start fucking the Belgian? Why? Why every time? But see, actually, I was going to say why every time when I start to choke, do I start fucking getting indigestion and start belching? But the last few times I started doing it, I've been eating them fancy American waffles, and Jesus Christ, I think maybe just you're not agreeing with me. Isn't that a hoor? Do you know when something you like just won't play ball? It's fucking. Oh, I'll have to do a bit of nose breathing there to just calm myself. Actually, I'm back doing that like a hoor these days. Well, these nights, because I do in bed, right? I do during the day too. But at night time when I'm asleep, getting the old bit of sleep tape and sticking it to your lips. And Jesus Christ almighty. Like, the other night, I only got fucking 3 hours sleep. Not great, especially when you're operating machinery. Only that I'm crisp as fuck. But you know yourself, it's very hard just fucking to mosey through the day on 3 hours sleep. But I was doing the fucking nose breathing stuff in bed, and I've gone without sleep before. I fucking went to work on like 2 hours sleep, you know, that kind of shit. You know how it fucking feels like. But this time it wasn't as bad. Like, I was a bit drained, but I didn't feel kind of, my brain didn't feel as kind of fucking slowed down, if you get me. It's not the greatest explanation, but anyway, I'm back nose breathing through my nose with tape on my mouth, and it's fucking wonderful, amazing. Can you hear that? I've only been doing it 2 days, right? Give it a chance. Nostrils will widen again. Then you'll be hearing nothing. Just playing out. That's it. That's all you'll hear. That is all you'll hear. What you'll have to do is you'll have to do a video of me putting like some sort of like colourful smoke in the air and breathing into my nostrils just to show you how strong they are. Yeah. There we go. Nose breathing. Fucking 7 minutes in. Christ. Any other updates? Oh, yeah. Right. Remember I had like a bit of an old fucking issue with that poster that says not to eat fucking or toast waffles in the toaster, that thing, right? Right, I found someone that's actually doing that. Oh look, I'm ratting them out actually, fuck, all right. In my other job, in 1998. Anyway, forget about that. No one does it. There's a sign on the wall that says don't do it. But if they did do it, what a cool motherfucker. much respect. Oh, but I think now I have a hunch. The psycho that like me, that timed the toaster to see how long it would take to make a sandwich. But jeez, I hope you've listened to like the last couple of episodes, because if you're coming into this one fresh, you're not going to really know what the fuck I'm talking about. But basically, someone timed their sandwich in work, how long it toasted, took 5.5 minutes. I think I found out who it was. I was looking, right, from afar, right? And there was someone toasting stuff, and they poured down, like, multiple times. There was a lot of kind of huffing and kind of, oh, no, and gyrating, and, you know, this kind of very animated using the toaster. So I think I found who it is. But, not who I was thinking at all. Completely different person. I would have never guessed them. I could still be wrong too, actually. It might even be them. But there's a strong possibility it is. I'd say it is them. Look at me just firing around allegations. God, Lordy, this is. What else fucking happened? Cheltenham was on. Oh, I hate horses. I fucking cannot stand them. They're dickheads, so they are, right? I know now this goes back to when I got bitten the love handle by a fucking stupid horse at a petting farm, right? Traumatised. Right, I'm a fat... anyway, so I'm not a fan of horses. And I'm not. It's nice to fucking have an old flutter when fucking Cheltenham's on. And I put on some bets, and I did the usual, right? I tried to do it by, like, you know, what the fucking reviews were saying about them. Then I did it where you fucking, you go for it, all the favourites, put on a little bet like that, right? You're doing them each way and stuff, you know yourself, I'm not fucking crazy. and then you do the ones where, like, you pick a horse from the races that has, like, a nice name. you know, like, a name that you like. There's a ring to it, something like that, do you know what I mean? So I did them all, and, like, I'm just fucking too... Sorry, chair. I am just too fucking optimistic, too much of a dreamer. Like, one bet I put on, like, I put 4 cents each way to win, I think it was like 13 grand. Like, it was never going to happen. But it was just the fucking, I know, the kind of the positive kind of fucking, you know, that optimistic vibe. Like, this could be it, man. 8 cents, I'm going to be loaded. I don't even see any harm in fucking dreaming like that. I'd say it's like, you know, why the fuck not? Like, it's 8 cents. Jesus fucking Christ. I'd have to make a million of those fucking bets to fucking actually, you know, be in financial trouble. Well, let me just add up. What would a million 8 cents be? 0.08 multiplied by 100. How many zeros in a million? I think it's like 10,000. 80 grand. Oh, Jesus. That's actually a lot of money. From 8 cents bets. But that's a million bets, though. That's fucking... I'm not going to be doing a million bets. Jesus Christ. I'd love to count the money I've had. Nah. I'm talking a good view. I've had that account for a long time. But never... Anyway, look, I'm not justifying it. Me about getting an argument with myself for using it. But it's mostly their money that I'm fucking using. I know they've given it to me, and I'm giving it back to them. But it's, you know... Sharing is caring. and even fuck fucking Cheltenham. Sick of it. And, like, wouldn't mind someone at the end of Cheltenham, right? I didn't realise. I thought Cheltenham was going on the next day. This is the Friday. I thought Cheltenham was on the Saturday as well. Not sure why, but that's what I was convinced of, right? They sent me a tip from a horse. Someone had put ridiculous money on this horse to win. Ridiculous money that you'd never put on a fucking horse unless you knew something. And I was like, class, that's fucking deadly. This person put money on the horse as well. And then I said, class, I must do that as well myself. Deadly, thank you very much for the tip. Thinking it was for the race tomorrow, the next day. It wasn't, it was for the final race of that day. And about 5 minutes later, I got a fucking, what you call it? Picture of their winning bet that had just come in at fucking 7.5 to 1 or whatever the fuck it was. And do you know something? It was just one of them things. Like, I went into fucking, what you call it, Cheltenham with about 50 quid. I came out with 75. But, like, the highs were so high at one stage, and then the fucking lows. But, you know, just to fucking, miss out on, like, basically a dead cert. It'd make you fucking cry, wouldn't it? Anyway, I'm going to put all my money on Arsenal to beat City on the 31st of the 3rd. And I'm going to go for 2-1. Is the score I'm going to go for? I'm imagining City is going to score first. Right, maybe towards the end of the first half, Arsenal will be doing so well, right? And then City will fucking boom, score a goal, fucking either 39th, 42nd minute, something like that, right? Second half, going to come out, bit of a hard slog. Coming on towards the fucking 80th minute, Arsenal are going to fucking score. Boom, all of a sudden, level pegging. City are coming at us, we're going at them, they're coming at us. Then all of a sudden, we go at them, they're not ready for it. We go around them, only me. Visualising it all, right? And then boom, we score. Maybe 2 minutes left to play. We win 2-1. I win a million fucking quid. It's good odds, because I think the odds of a 2-1 win for Arsenal away is something like 13-1. I don't have a gamble problem, right? I have a fun problem. We put on small bets. It just makes it so fucking exciting and so fun. I'm not breaking the bank. I'm not fucking hurting anyone. I'm not in debt. I think we're okay. For now, anyway. I might listen back to this in 10 years going, that was the start of it. That's when I should have stopped. Oh. No, I'm not even going to say imagine that, because I'm not going to imagine that, because it ain't in my motherfucking future, son. what was I going to say to you? Oh, yeah, back on the old Tinders again. Proud to say. I don't know why I had to go proud to say. One of the boys convinced me. Well, didn't really have to twist my arm, but kind of twisted it a little bit. Told me about the fucking, hey, they're so good, fucking go on to it, you'll fucking, you know, I'll find someone, blah, 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 blah. Just get to the fucking point. I downloaded the fucking thing, right? No reason. Fuck it. Who cares? You don't need a backstory. God, right? Downloaded it. Uploaded 5 of the fucking, I don't know, the most decent photos I could find of myself, right? What else did I fucking do? That was it. Just uploaded 5 photos, right? Pull it up. Now, look, okay. History lesson here. I've been on Tinder, like, I go on every couple of years, maybe, say, so you fucking stick your head out and kind of go, oh, what the fuck's going on in here, right? Never to any success. Maybe at the very, very beginning, right? And I did not give a shit, right? But always terrible results. Not never happened. It was a disaster, okay? This time, I had the account created fucking, what? 2 minutes, I'd say, was all it was created, right? All I had was 5 photos, right? And I was in the middle, so I had to create blah, blah, blah. You can go in, you can have a browse through people, whatever the fuck. I was like, no, I'm going to go craft myself a tasty bio, right? That was the plan. And immediately got a like. I didn't even have nothing written. Like, I literally just had the 5 photographs up. Now, I am not fucking stupid, okay? But sometimes I think with the wrong head, and I kind of go, ooh, look at this, someone likes to call me Jib, oh, happy days, right? So I was like, before I even try to match whatever the fuck, right, I'm going to just keep typing away and start doing up my bio, right? Doing that, putting up a few little whatever the fuck bits at the point where you answer certain questions, whatever the fuck it is, right? Within the space of fucking that 10 minutes I was doing, I had like 3 fucking likes on it. Now, I am telling you for nothing, okay? Whatever about putting up a fucking crafty bio that might, you know, I don't know, trick women? Or, but you know what I mean? At least make them kind of go, okay, I know he has that face, but you know, this is, inside, this is what you're dealing with. No, it'd be a very special kind of woman that would choose what's inside of me. Anyway, right? There's no way my face is doing the heavy lifting here and getting 3 likes, when in the entirety of the last time I had it, I didn't even have 3 likes in the whole time I had the fucking thing. This face hasn't changed, gotten a little bit older. Don't get asked for ID as much anymore for buying alcohol. I was kind of disappointed. That was nice. That happened a couple of years ago. That was fucking cool. So I was like, look at this fucking 18, am I? I am convinced that I'm gonna have to say alleged just in case. Allegedly, right? This is a fucking current sports theory, okay? I'm just making this up. But it has to be AI or some bullshit. There's no fucking way. There's no way. And like, this is the thing, right? They have some sort of algorithm, right? They're fucking just creating accounts of people that do not exist. I'm fucking telling you, because there's no way in hell that this face is getting likes immediately after fucking turning on the thing, setting it up, literally hot off the press. Like, most optimistic way to look at that is there's a rake of just fucking saucy cougars just waiting for new accounts to be created, right? And in the pants, okay? I'm like little Bambi walking up going, ooh, what is all this? And it's like, it's whores! And the pants on me, right? Okay, that's been the most optimistic route, but I fucking highly fucking doubt it. I think it's AI making shit up, right? Because, now, here we go. Currently, I'm up to 18 likes. Never in the history of... You could add every time I was on any of these dating apps. All of them. Add up all the matches I ever made, and there wouldn't be half of that in the entire year using them, right? Let's just be fucking honest. No point in pretending otherwise. Yeah, so this is outrageous. Now, and I've even looked at the photos going, no, there's nothing. What the fuck, right? Even with, I think it's nonsense. Anyway, sorry, to carry on, right, the point, okay? Because I was so suspicious of all these likes, I was like, okay, do you know what I'm going to fucking do, right? I am going to sit here. So Saturday fucking evening, I sat down and I made it my business. I brought down the fucking charger. So I was directly connected to the fucking... to the fucking... What do you call the fucking electricity grid, right? There was no battery going down on me. I was fucking just fucking swiping like a cunt, right? You get something like 100 swipes a day or something, right? I think it is, right? But you have infinite dislikes. So I rattled through the fucking thing, so did, right? I mean, disliking left and fucking right. So then I was liking right and left, or whatever the fuck way it is. But do you know what I mean? I went through for ages and I could not find any of these people. Now, before this, when I matched up with the fucking one or two people I matched up with, after like 4 or 5, maybe 10 swipes, all of a sudden, oh, there's a person. Because you can know, a little picture comes up, right? But I kind of have it blurred out. But if the person has like a fucking bright background or wearing a bright dress or something like that, you can figure out, okay, that's the kind of the vague outline of the person I'm looking at. And then you see the one coming up and you're like, oh, it looks kind of like it, blah, blah, blah. It even shows their name so you can match it out, right? So there is a way of kind of trying to, you know, figure it out without paying for the fucking thing. I'm not wasting money. I am not wasting 15 quid for just a week, right? Just to unlock all these matches. I am doing it the old-fashioned way. I was swiping like a cunt. But I'm telling you, it's fucking... There's nothing. Like, there's no matches. You know what I mean? There's all these likes to find. There's fucking 18 of them, apparently. Allegedly. Fucking they should be saying allegedly. Not me. But anyway. Where are they? AI, it's bullshit. It's nonsense. I'm fucking convinced. And then here's another thing, right? Here's more evidence. More fucking evidence for my conspiracy, right? Every girl on it... Well, not every girl. But the, you know what I mean? I'm not painting everyone with the same brush, but the majority of them is what I'm fucking saying, right? Look at me having an argument with nobody. There's no one else here but me. They all have the same thing. 5 pictures, right? Last picture, always a fucking dog. The last picture is always a dog of the 5 pictures, right? Then there's one where there's like, they're out in nature, they're down by the fucking beach, then they're out partying, then they're having a drink, then it's an obligatory selfie in the fucking mirror or somewhere. That's the bit of the mishmash I've seen, right? They all have the same sort of profiles, okay? So it's either fucking no imagination, these people, or they don't fucking exist. And then anyone who does write the fucking bio thing, it'll say the same shit. Cool and calm, or like chill and calm to get on with, looking for that fucking real connection. This fucking, almost that line, real connection, or something along those lines, every time, right? And then their interests and stuff is all the same. Or like hiking, you know, right? Hiking and sea swimming are the two in fucking things to do. I don't know who these influencers are, right? But whoever the fuck it is, they're convincing all these women that they like hiking. And what I'm saying is, they all have the same bullshit, right? There's other fucking things that I've kind of found as well, but I'm not getting into it because it might be a bit fucking, I don't know, scratching my eye here. I'm going to skip it, right? I don't care. It's just weird. It's weird. Is that social engineering? What the fuck is it? Is it AI? Is, like, what's happening? How can they all be the same? They're all clones of one another. It's fucking, it's crazy. So now, what my tactic is, right? Well, first of all, you have to find someone that's unvaccinated, which, in fairness fucking to Tinder, you have the option. Are you vaccinated? Are you unvaccinated, right? I'm not vaccinated. But I'm also not giving any information to the man. So I go for the option in the middle, which is, I would rather not say, which in my mind means you're not vaccinated. So any woman that I see that has, I'd rather not say, or that just balls out, just comes out and says, not vaccinated, I'm swiping at them. You know, 90% of the time, personal reasons. But like, I don't know, the fuck, when is there going to be, like, it's not even, I'm not that nosy to see who the fuck is matching or like that. It's, I don't believe it. I am such a fucking Downton Thomas. I can't fucking, this doesn't happen in my reality. I think it's bullshit, right? I really do. And the fact that everyone's bio is the same and they all fucking look alike and everything's a fucking all going fucking hiking and stuff. I remember a couple of years ago when I went onto it, there was no such thing as fucking a dip in the ocean or sea swimming or whatever the fuck he's want to say, or what was that other thing they're doing? Hiking, right? It was something else. There was some other fad that everyone did. And now I'm thinking back, I wonder, was there fucking AI shit back then? Who knows? I like Hoona Knows. That's fucking good. It's like Cernus, the fucking stag. You used to be on the old 1 pound coin years ago. Some sort of pagan god. Another one. Who cares? Who wants to know about that? Not ye. Keep going, Francie. It is odd, though. I don't give a fuck. I'm on to Tinder. I think it's a ploy, right? This is my sneaky suspicion. It's a ploy to get you to see, oh my god, I have all these likes. Who the fuck are they? And you're searching and you're searching. You can't fucking find them. It's like looking for a certain pair of socks in the bottom of the sock drawer. You're searching like a whore and you can't fucking find them. And you nearly would, after an hour of searching for these fucking socks, you nearly would pay a whore 15 fucking euro to find them for you, wouldn't you? Of course you would. There they are, over there. See them? That's in there, right? That's what Tinder is doing. They want me to give them money, and then they can go, oh, look, here's all the likes there. There you go, thanks very much. Oh, you have unlimited likes. You can do whatever the fuck you want for a week for 15 quid. I'll eventually get there, okay? I'll eventually get there. I think paying for a... Anyway. Where are we going with this fucking story? I don't know. I don't know. I just think... Fucking Tinder's full of shit, and I'm gonna prove it. Oh, hang on. There is. What else is in my notes? Need to check quickly. Do I want to talk about that fucking Gillette ad? Oh my god, I don't really, to be honest with you. That, you know that fucking ad? Gillette, the best man can get. There's that fucking ad now where someone's actually putting passion into that song. You're going to have to listen to it. I don't even know why I put it down there. What was the fucking idea of it? I don't know, but all I know is there's a guy. It's a fucking razor. That's all it is. It's just a fucking razor. A blade. Snip, snip, snip. There you go. No hair. That's all it is. And this guy is like, Gillette. You know, one of those kind of fucking... I don't know, Christina Aguilera kind of that kind of shit to a fucking razor, man. Who gives a fuck? I just, does it work or not? Why does everything have to be like, you look at all the ads on TV at the minute, like they're all fucking weird and bonkers, and then you find out it's a fucking, like, there's ones kicking the shit out of each other in like all these different crazy scenes. Why is it for a remote control? They're fighting over remote control, and all they want to do is watch fucking, I don't know, one of those Virgin fucking medias, something like that. I don't know what it is. I still don't know what it is. It's a bullshit ad. Just be clear, what's the product? Is that it? Do I want that? Do I need it? No, grand, good luck, thanks, good luck. No, everything's a big fucking song and dance now for some reason. I just, you know. Oh, do you know what I did though, right? Speaking of fucking ads, I'd say at least 80% of all the shit I watch is on YouTube, and they have been strangling me, right? Remember Cynthia about the fucking Toblerone? That ad, oh my god, that lasted about a week, so it did. Not as long as usual, but anyway, about a week, and I caved. I just went, fuck this. The motherfuckers were putting ads, so many ads, and all the stuff I listened to that. Just got to the point where I was like, you know, I can't fucking enjoy watching these jokes. So I splashed out. And got a free 30-day trial. Splashed out, you know. On a free trial. Of YouTube Premium, so there's no more ads. I do know something. I'm actually considering keeping it going. I think it's only like a tenner a month or something. And you get some music thing. YouTube music for free. Look at me doing fucking ad over here. It just seems cool. Now there's no more ads. It's fucking deadly. Because I like to fucking sleep and like listen to like binaural beats at night time, you know, it's played in the background, all this, I'll just match it and then to do stuff to you. It's fucking nice, you know. If you don't want to end up like me, don't listen. But it's nice now that I can play those things without a fucking ad coming on. I used to listen to these meditation things and that Joe Dispenza, they're fucking fascinating, right? Really does bring you off to some other fucking place, crazy. But like, it got to the point where, like, I don't know if he was putting ads into it, or it was just fucking YouTube putting ads in it, but there's no point sitting there in a meditative state, right, where you're fucking using your breath to control your fucking, or you're using your diaphragm to control your breath. Yeah, that's the way. And, you know, you're trying to do, release the kundalini bullshit, right? No point doing all that. I've been in the fucking zone and getting there, and all of a sudden some guy pops in extra loud with a fucking ad for, I don't know, fucking chalk. I don't know. It's annoying. So eventually I said, fuck this, and I got rid of it to fuck. I can't deal with it anymore. It's so annoying, but it's nice now to go to bed. Anyway, I'm repeating myself. I need to go to bed. Now. That's what I need to do. Look at me, give myself subliminals. Nice now to go to bed, go to bed, now go to bed. Oh. But fuck that thing with the ads. It reminds me, I was right. There's some mad fucking eclipse thing happening over in America. It's like the second great North American eclipse or something like that's happening on the 8th of April, and it's going from Texas, right, somewhere down Texas, all the way up to towards New York. And a few places over there, apparently. Now, this is fucking internet bullshit, okay? I've gone no further than reading a couple of posts on Twitter about this, but apparently some states have told people to, like, when the eclipse is happening, to make sure they have enough food and water for a week. Like, what the fuck? I have seen plenty of eclipses, right? I even did a Trump one year. I looked up without any fucking eye protection. I'm grand. Okay? Well, mentally, maybe not. Too much life flooded in, fucked up my brain. But, how long do eclipses go? I think this one, even, like, the longest part of totality during this eclipse is 4 minutes 28 seconds. Something like that in some specific fucking spot in America, right? That's 4 minutes. It's not fucking weeks worth of food and water, is it? But some people are saying it's running along. Is it the San Andreas Fault or one of those fucking things? And they're just afraid that maybe this would cause something to happen, because some people were putting two and two together and followed other solar eclipses that happened. Like, I think an X, this is like a, basically just two eclipses 8 years apart or something, right? The first one's already happened, and the next one is happening on the 8th. The fourth, when the paths cross paths, they'll create this X across America, right? And I think it's in a town called Judah or something like that over there. Basically, the same thing happened in Turkey fucking a few years back, and 6 days after this specific kind of fucking solar eclipse, it was an earthquake, killed a load of people or something. So people are kind of freaking out that it's running along this San Andreas Fault. Or no, I think San Andreas Fault is in the fucking ocean, isn't it? That's some other fucking fault that's in America, right? I don't know. But they're kind of telling people to, like, fucking just watch out and fucking, you know, cop onto yourselves and, you know, don't travel. We're kind of freaking people out, to be honest with you, right, with this bullshit. National Guard already deployed in some places already. I don't know, some of them were deployed in New York in the, because they were saying there was too much violence in the subways, and that's why the pretense of why they put them out there. And now I'm kind of wondering, weird shit's happening in a fucking couple of weeks' time. Wonder what the story is. Anyhow, okay, I was fucking balls deep into this fucking solar eclipse thing. It's fascinating me, right? So I was just looking up videos on the fucking thing, and this guy, this is now, remember, we're talking about the advert thing back about 3 minutes ago before I went off on one. But it's like eclipse prophecy and how it fucking, it's linked to the Bible and stuff. Now, it was fucking fascinating. It was half an hour, I was fucking glued to it. So cool, all the way, all this shit links up with Bible prophecy and stuff. It's fucking deadly. But, at the end of it, right, and this is where I just went, fuck off, okay? At the end of it, right, he was doing this bit of a speech about bringing Jesus into your life. No harm in that at all. My heat actually have him in your life. I'd fucking advise whoever the fucking wants that. Do whatever, right? But his thing was, like, you know, bring Jesus into your life. And this, I had to write it down. I had to type it out because it's just, this is what he fucking did, right? He goes, Jesus Christ, or Yeshua in the in Hebrew. Oh, look at me, I can't even read. Jesus Christ, or Yeshua in the Hebrew. In the Hebrew. Why do we keep saying in the Hebrew? Jesus Christ, or Yeshua in Hebrew, is the Alatav. He left his mark on this earth in blood, so that any who would call upon his name and turn. This is the terriblest read ever. Terriblest. So that any who would call upon his name and turn from their wicked ways and trust in him with every breath that they... Oh my God, I'm so sorry about just reading. That they take would be saved. If that's you, I invite you to repent of your sin, acknowledge that you need him, and give him permission to make his mark on you. Ask him to come into your life right now. He will not only do it, but he will make you brand new. And after you do that, email us at info@passionfortruth.com. He gave, right, okay, I fucking ruined that whole reading thing, but basically, all that shit I was saying there, he went through that, like, just off the top of his head. It was fucking beautiful the way he said it. Everything was perfect about it, the way he's, like, telling you to bring Jesus into your life and blah, 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 right? But did he fucking spoil the whole of it? Like, listening to meditation as you're going to bed and an ad coming on, he goes, then email us, blah, 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 and we will pray for you after you found Jesus and brought him into your life. We will help pray for you and guide you on your way from there. Why? I know you need likes and fucking subscribers and retweets and whatever the fuck, but, like, come on, the fuck? It's like that thing. Why would you put an ad in the middle of a meditation? Why would you fucking do it? Just... for spite. No, I tell you what it was for. It was to make me pay my good money to get a free fucking trial. So mean. I don't think I have much left to fucking talk about, lads. Should I have even talked for the last half an hour? I will listen back to it and see how we get on. I think I've, do I have one more fucking story to land there? I fucking do have one more story, actually. My little nephew. This lad is an absolute legend, right? I will not have a bad word said about him, right? I swear to fuck. He is fucking cool. He's so cool. He's unreal, right? The other day, Hannah, sip a tea. Excuse me, right? But the other day, I was sitting on the armchair. He was sitting in the armchair in the corner, right? He was grand on his own. Happy days. He was lovely. Had his own little seat. Grand. Perfect. I was sitting on the other armchair, right? The other armchair, right? The one he was sitting on is in the corner, so you can't really see the TV. The one I was sitting on is right in front of the TV. So he's like, I'm playing my Nintendo Switch, but I also want to watch TV. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to watch TV. And what he did was he came down, right? Stood beside me, like leaned kind of back against my knee, so I moved my knee over so he could lean against the couch because or the armchair. I'm sitting there. I just thought he was going to show me something. And he did. He's like, oh, look at this, I'm a fan. He was talking me through Super Mario Maker 2. The guy is a fucking genius. Have you seen the shit he's doing? I can't even explain it to you because I'm too old to understand what the fuck he was doing. Unbelievable. At one stage, he was designing levels for himself, and he had like loads of like the Chupas or whatever the fuck they're called to kill, and he was doing it one-handed, like a fucking... Like, this is a trick shot. This is how you do it. He presses it one button. Like, he pressed the button to jump, right? And he'd move his hand away and he'd hold it up in the air like a fucking rock star. And then he'd just use the thumbstick to bounce on all the people to kill, like, in one go, one-handed. Like, fucking, I never thought to even attempt something like that. Coolest fucking thing I ever seen. I literally looked at him. I was like, what was that? And he goes, well-handed, like a friend. I was like, fucking cool bastard. You're so cool. Right, so... He was leaning against me, right? So eventually he got two arse cheeks onto the couch, right? Onto the cushion part, right? Where I was sitting. So I moved my legs over a little bit, okay? Then he goes, oh, look at this, Uncle Fan, look at this. And he kept like lying back as if to the point where it seemed uncomfortable for the two of us, where he was like, I was kind of half squashing him and like, kind of half squashing me fucking self. So I kind of kept moving over a little bit, letting him to adjust. In the space of, I'd say, 8 minutes, not only had he been, right, originally standing in front of the fucking thing, leaning against it, he had gotten in behind me, and I was the one on the edge of the fucking armchair watching YouTube. Little clever son of a bitch. Totally distracting me with video games. Totally distracting me with cuteness. And all of a sudden, I was the one on the fucking ground. Anyway, right? Cute little whore. Before he went home, he wanted a treat, right? Ma keeps all the treats in the treat presser in the corner, right? So I was out making a cup of tea. This fella comes fucking bouncing out. Like, he's just... Even the way he runs to you and walks around the place is just fucking hilarious. I fucking love him. He's class. He's 5, right? He's fucking genius, right? So he's trying to get up on the counter and he can't get up. All he gets is, like, his elbows are up on the kitchen counter and his chin is up on the fucking thing, right? He can't get up. And he's scrambling with his legs knowing that he's cute as fuck and I'm just going to go, right, and lift him up, right? He knows that. He knows that's what's going to happen. I'm not falling for it this time. I turn around to him as I go, and what are you doing? He goes, trying to get up there. I was like, what are you getting up there for? He goes, I want to get a treat. I was like, why? And he goes, I really want a treat. Like, you know, I've been a good boy. I want a treat. I said, there's no treats up there. He goes, oh, no. That's where Granny keeps treats. Treats are in the press. I was like, there's none but shite in there. And he turns around and he goes, well, I'll have a packet of shite then. Well, I'll have a bag of shite. And I think what makes it even funnier is he's so fucking cute and he's big fucking eyes, you know, like fucking little kids. The number of their head needs to grow into their eyes. His eyes are so big and blue and like really, really white, and he's just looking at you going, I'll have a bag of shite. And of course, Isaac Grant, I lift him straight up onto the counter. You pick what you want, son. You belt away. Oh my god, that little whore, like, he could ask me for anything and I literally would give it to him. He's fucking so clever, he's so fucking funny. And it's shocking to say that I have a 5-year-old as my role model. He's just a fucking legend. Oh, I love Bag of Shite. And look, maybe that's just funny to me. Sorry if that story was shite. But now it's your turn to have Bag of Shite. So I am going to love yous and leave yous. I'm tired. voice is fucking going. I need to finish off my tea. And who cares? You don't need to know that. mind yourselves. Be good to yourselves. Look after yourselves. And please God, I will talk to you all again next week. Good luck, ye lovely divils. Bye-bye.